friend, and welcome to the chaplainscorner.net. I am interrupting the music for a few moments so you can grab a pen and some papers for your foundation scriptures. If you can't get onto a computer because you are driving or at work, when you can get online, you will find my podcasts and articles at thechaplainscorner.net. Starting at the beginning of the podcast, I will give you the season number and the episode number. Thank you for listening. My podcasts come out every Monday morning. Please like or follow me, and thank you so much for listening. A little more music while I get ready. Hello, friend. Season 2, Episode 14. Faith Works by Love. Your foundation scriptures, Galatians 5, verse 6, Romans 14, verse 23, 1 John 4, verses 7 through 21. Your first step in this walk is to be willing to turn over your anger, your hate, and everything that is contrary to Jesus' teaching, and turn it over to God. Realize that not working and not doing things by love is sin. The second thing you need to do is, where people have wronged you, forgive that person and move on. No grudges. You're wasting your time if you hold grudges. And you can't do this on your own. You've got to have the help of the Holy Spirit. You've got to get into the Word, because you're doing a divine act and a spiritual act that's going to bring about all kinds of blessing and prosperity and a closer relationship with God and Jesus Christ. Number 3, pray for the people who have wronged you to see the error of their ways and come to Jesus. Number 4, I will forgive, but I'm not going to forget. Let me ask you, why not? Didn't God forgive and forget your sins also? Don't put yourself above God. Well, Brother Terry, I just can't forget what they did to me. No, that's true. On your own ability, you can't. But with the help of the Holy Spirit, you can. Also, too, realize that God forgave you and forgot your sins. Don't put yourself above God. It will come around. And I'll give you an example here in a few minutes about how to get around this hurdle. Number 5, the act of forgiving is for your benefit. Let me repeat that. The act of forgiving is for your benefit. Let me ask you another way. Do you have people living rent-free in your mind? Living rent-free in your brain? So what do you need to do? First thing, forgive yourself. That's right, forgive yourself. You messed up, they messed up, you didn't handle it right, they didn't handle it right, it got into a big mess, it blew up, and it caused problems. Forgive yourself for not doing the correct thing. The next thing is to forgive others because they didn't do what they should have done. Or they did what they should have done and you didn't accept it, or it just didn't work out. The last thing is to forgive God. Everything that happens to you passes through the hands and fingers of God. And He's not going to give you something that's going to trip you up to where it's going to keep you from entering heaven. He's not that kind of God. He's a God of love. Enter into a state to where your mind and actions are in agreement with God. I use the phrase, what does the Word say? What does the Bible say? And then that's what I do. Pray for others, especially those who oppose you or don't agree with you or you had an argument with. Well, Brother Terry, I just can't pray for that person. Do you know what that person did? No, I don't know what that person did. And to be truthful, I really don't want to know what that person did. If they have asked for forgiveness, you might not know about it, but God may have forgiven and forgot their sins. And here you are hanging on to it. All it's going to do is hold you back in your walk with the Lord. Realize what God has done in your life was by and for love. Realize you are expected and need to walk in love. I'm going to give you an example. I had a friend, he was a business partner, and we had two dollies for moving appliances around, and they were identical. And I misplaced mine, and I just knew he had it. And he just, not intentionally, but just knew he had it. And I kept insisting and insisting that he had that dolly. So he finally gave me my dolly, that appliance dolly. About a year later, I found the appliance dolly that I was using. I tried to give him his dolly back and he wouldn't take it. I tried to reestablish the friendship and he wouldn't take it. And I lost a friend over that, all over a piece of equipment in this world. How can you pray for someone like that? How can you pray for yourself? In your own ability, you can't. All you can do is pray to God, ask God to forgive you, ask God to restore you, and then you pray and pray for that person and ask that to be restored. Was it ever restored? No. I lost a friend. Haven't seen him in years. Also remember that the world doesn't work by faith. The world works by revenge and grabbing and taking property and possessions and things like that. You don't need to do that. The news, the conversation, the jokes, the coarseness, everything goes against the love of God. But God is love. And when you learn to move and operate and work in love, then you can't be offended. You're going to offend others. They won't understand it. But you will not be offended. It's not in the Bible. But I always said Jesus offended many, yet he himself was not offended. Why was he not offended? He was not offended because he moved and acted in love. When they crucified him, what did he say? Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. When Stephen was stoned to death, what did he say? Father, don't hold this sin against them. They don't know what they're doing. That's love. That's true love. It's turning it over to God, no matter the outcome. Now, you don't need to be afraid of the outcome because God is love and he wants the best for you. And he'll make sure that it happens. He'll make sure that you walk and love and prosper and help and show others how to do it. So your third and final step in this faith series is faith works by love. If it's not by love, don't do it. This is Chaplain Terry Warner. Drop me an email and let me know how you're doing. ChaplainTerryWarner@outlook.com. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. In Jesus' name, amen.